The Brochner Group of Hotels, based in Copenhagen, is the first hotel group in the world to go carbon neutral. So why did they do it and how? Kirsten Brochner is one of the brains behind the group.
We sat down and had a strategy meeting and said we wanted to go carbon neutral. So what we did was we made a five-step climate plan. One is to be neutralized, one is to, let's say, take the savings to the next step, one to involve the guests, involve our colleagues and spread the word. This was sort of the five steps. And what we did was in neutralizing our consumptions, we need electricity, we need heating, we're in a cold country. We found out that the energy producer system is built on these offsets and quotas. With the Kyoto Protocol, everybody came home with a number of permits of how much you can emit over the next couple of years. And this was permits given to the electricity industry. Many of the industry producers or energy producers were then looking into this and say, ooh, this is not enough for the next 5 years. So many of them were starting to rearrange their production methods to windmills or other green sustainable ways. And it ended up that some of them actually got some of these offsets left over because they were swapping from coal plants to windmills, for example. So what we did here at the hotels was that we bought an equal number of offsets as our consumptions causes. So we paid the guy who was building some windmills. We took some of these offset and permits out of the market and made sure that nobody could use them because then we destroyed them. And we have since 2007 bought approximately 1,000 permits per year and have destroyed them.
Is that something that is good for business, or does it end up costing you money, or how does it sit?
In the first place, it cost me money. Approximately, I think we started out paying something like £20,000 a year, and then we have lowered our consumption, so the number we needed also went down. But £20,000 a year, approximately. But on the other side, we also got so much attention on what we did. And a lot of the large business corporations who wanted to do business with us for hotel stays, they called us up because before they were maybe only doing business with Marriott and Hilton, all the, let's say, known brands. And suddenly we became known and they liked the initiatives that we took. So we got a lot of new business out of it. It was an expense in the beginning. But then it turned back quite fast in new clients coming in.
And generally, how do you think your general guests, not your big corporate guests, but just kind of, you know, the tourists that come through, do they care?
Nah, not really. Honestly, not really. If you are on holiday, you don't care so much. You maybe care a bit, and there is a group that care, but the big majority don't care. I think they like to know you solved it. We fixed it for you. Enjoy your stay. The big corporations who are sitting with their travel departments who do the negotiations for the next year, they care. But the guests, no, they don't really care.
So you said that you managed to reduce the amount of carbon offsets that you needed. Yeah. So how did you do that?
In many ways, let's say all the technical things. My brother took care of all the, you know, what's in the basement with the heating systems and technical things, and that took the consumptions down. But I think what really had an impact was all these, let's say, staff-driven initiatives. For example, somebody was asking, do we have to serve kiwis from New Zealand when it's apple season in Denmark? Or do we have to have milk delivered every day on a truck? Or could we take that down to every second day? And one of the maids came up with a brilliant idea. Normally, you know, in a 3-4-star hotel, you have 2 towels per person hanging in the bathroom. And this normal system would leave it on the floor or hang it up, blah, blah. It's actually not working, and it's not working for many reasons. One of them is most guests are staying one day, so it doesn't work. So even though you only use one towel, you will change both towels who's hanging there for the guest because maybe he was just using it a bit for his mouth or toothbrushing, so you have to change it. She came up with the idea, this wonderful maid, saying, why don't we leave one of the towels in the closet outside the bathroom and leave the other towel in the bathroom? And then putting up a little note saying, if you only need one towel, then use one. But if you are here for comfort, you have a long hair, or you're hanging out in your room for a weekend stay, then there's extra towels in the closet outside the bathroom. We tested it in 2 floors for a month or two. 7 out of 10 guests used one towel and not two. And that took our total linen consumption down dramatically with 20%, and that's including bed linen and, you know, kitchen towels and everything, just by moving the bathroom towels from a bathroom to a cabinet. It's quite amazing. It's just a small idea and such a small step, and it has a huge impact. And I know that the Scandic chain in Scandinavia has told about this also in the at speeches in the industry, and many of my colleagues grabbed the idea because it's obvious and it's easy.
Do you have plans to do more in the future?
New ideas are coming up all the time. This morning I met a guy say, we have a project of planting 100 trees in the street here next summer. Would you want to join that? Sure, I want to join that. So now we are in the tree project in the street, so we'll put up a lot of trees that can absorb the carbon. So new ideas are coming up all the time.
That's Kirsten Brockner from the Brockner Hotel Group in Copenhagen.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.